Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating Teen Titans. I got to go see Teen Titans Go to the Movies last week. And I loved it. I didn't think I was going to like it. I'm not a fan of the Teen Titans Go series, but this movie was great. And that's, you know, kind of what we're going to talk about today. We spent the week looking at really how great the characters are and the dynamics and the stories and everything. But the movie itself is a whole nother beast. So in the movies, just a quick recap. It's directed by Peter McHale and Aaron Horvath, written by Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelinek, and starring Greg Sipes, Scott Minville, Kari Payton, Tara Strong, Hinden Walsh, Will Arnett, and Kristen Bell as your main voices, with some awesome cameos in there as well. You have Nicolas Cage as Superman, Jimmy Kimmel as Batman, Halsey, I don't know who that is, as Wonder Woman, Lil Yachty as Green Lantern, Will Wheaton as The Flash, Patton Oswalt as Adam, Eric Bauza as Aquaman, and Stan Lee as himself. So, pretty impressive cast. From the second, literally the second the movie started, I was laughing and cracking up. We're going to get into some spoilers here, by the way. It starts with the new DC universe, whatever they're called, intro, where, you know, it shows like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and then it has a big pan of all like 100 characters all just there, where you can see like Mogo in the background and the Hawk people and everything. They did that exact same thing but animated versions, so that was pretty cool. And then the very next thing they did was a riff on Marvel with the comic book flipping intro, and it was the Teen Titans comics that were flipping, but then like this bird pooped on it. And so from the start, you know, I knew that this movie was going to be something special and something different, because it was already had no problem making fun of its own company, but also the competition, which is good. Something, you know, that we've seen Deadpool do over on the Marvel side of things, but this, I feel like, was a little bit wittier, because, you know, they had to make it accessible for all ages and stuff. And the whole thing, the opening fight scene, Balloon Man shows up, and the Titans try and fight him, and they end up singing a song, so the Justice League has to step in and, you know, take action and stop Balloon Man. And they make fun of the Titans because they're like, you guys are a joke. You're not a real deal. You're not a real superhero team. Nobody takes you seriously. Just, you know, just let it go. Stop trying. And they kind of get upset. And then later on, they go to the premiere of Batman's new movie. And in the opening, or the trailers that are shown in front of that movie, we find out Alfred's getting a movie. We found out the Batmobile's getting a movie. Even Batman's utility belt is getting a movie. And so by this point, you know, the Titans, Robin stands up thinking one of them's going to be him. And so they get embarrassed and they get laughed out of the room. And they're trying to figure out, you know, what can they do to be more serious, and decide that they need a villain. All great heroes have a villain, which is something I agree with a lot. That, you know, if you have listened to any of our Marvel countdowns, the better the villain in the movie, the more I like it. And so they, at this point, they get an alert that Slade, who, again, we can't call Deathstroke for whatever reason, I guess it scares kids, is breaking in to Star Labs, and they go and stop him, but he just outsmarts them by saying, "Hey, look behind you." And that was, you know, enough that they turned around and he got away. And then as the rest of the movie goes, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but it ends up Slade manages to build his machine while also breaking the Titans up by playing on Robin's ego. And his machine enslaves the whole world, everybody except the Titans. And so they not only have to fight Slade, but, you know, Batman, Superman, and all the other heroes. And it's really good. Throughout the whole thing, though, there are so many little stabs and more than I can name, more than I can even see. Almost every single poster in the background is a take or a riff on something, in all the way up to like Dark Knight's Metal, back to Kirby era stuff. There's a running gag with the Challengers of the Unknown, and there's just so many other great little things for it. And meanwhile, there's more. I mentioned on my personal Facebook that there's more nerd references in this than there were Ready Player One. At one point, they have to travel through time, and when they do, as soon as they bring out the time machines, the theme from Back to the Future starts, which I was just going nuts, and I was giddy, and it was really great. And there's just so many, like I said, little jabs at Marvel and DC and their characters and their properties. To the point, one scene, they're filming Batman versus Superman 2, and they do the Martha joke. You know, Batman's like, "Oh, what's your mother's name?" "Martha." "Oh, it's my mother's name too." "What's your dad's name?" "Jonathan." "Oh, mine's Thomas." And they start fighting. And after the movie was over, my kid looked at me like, "Did that really happen?" And I was like, "Yeah, that was in a movie." And he kind of chuckled and he said, "That's kind of dumb." And but that's a whole nother discussion and argument. But, you know, little things like that all through it. It's just really, really, really witty and well made, to the point where, like I said, it changed my opinion of the Teen Titans Go series. There's just so much going on, and it's so great. And then you get the mid-credit scene where we see the original Teen Titans animated series characters pop up and say they found a way back. And I was already enjoying the movie. I was already loving it. And then when I saw that, I was just through the roof and instantly determined, all right, I'm going to buy this. Who knows? We may even do a minute-by-minute for it because it deserves it. It's great. And I know everybody on the network enjoyed it. Like Derek and Colby, I don't think we're going to go see it. I'm pretty sure Colby wasn't going to go see it. But they both went and saw it, and they loved it. Some of us more than others, but nobody disliked it, I guess is the best way to say. And it is wonderful. It's a great movie. Go see it. Like I said, it's still out in theaters. Take your kids. Don't take your kids. Take your friends. Go by yourself. Whatever you need to do to go see this movie, go see this movie. If you're a comics fan, you won't regret it. If you have seen it, though, let me know. What'd you think about it? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere, and we love to hear from you. Just drop us a line. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. You can also email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. That's a great way to get in touch with me. Make sure you click that little subscribe button on whatever format you're listening to. That way you can get all the shows, not just this one, but DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. There's good things everywhere. In the next just few weeks, we're at the 1st of August. The next few weeks, we're going to have some pretty big changes that we're really excited to share with everybody. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.